It's 5:04. I'm Mary Hartnett with Siouxland Public Media News. Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds says she's grateful the U.S. Congress has finally approved a $19 billion disaster aid package that includes money for Iowa communities affected by flooding. Floodwaters devastated western Iowa in mid-March, and floods have been affecting more and more of the state since then. Reynolds says officials haven't been able to get a complete damage assessment yet.
So this is a good start, but I think, you know, as you continue to see just catastrophic disasters happening all over the country, we're going to need more, and other areas are going to need more too.
Reynolds adds she'll ask President Trump when he visits Iowa next week to reopen the presidential disaster declaration to include more counties. Untreated wastewater from a broken main is spilling into the Little Sioux River in northwest Iowa's Cherokee County. The Iowa Natural Resources Department says the break was reported yesterday morning by the town of Quimby. River flooding has kept repair crews from finding the break and fixing it. The man who served longer than any other Chief Justice of Iowa's Supreme Court has died. Rees Funeral Home in Ottumwa says 90-year-old Arthur McGivern died Sunday afternoon at Mercy Hospital in Iowa City. McGivern practiced law from 1956 until he was named a district judge in 1965. He joined the High Court in 1978 and was Chief Justice from 1987 until his retirement in 2000. That's a look at Siouxland Public Media News. We'll have another update at 5:32. I'm Mary Hartnett.